Okay, let's get into the next daf of Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Chav Dalad, and we are on Chav Gimel Amid Beis, and we started the Mishnah, but let's go back. So the Mishnah said another difference. One of the milas of Kodesh as higher than Truma, we'll get to in the future. Mishnah is about the opposite direction, as we will see. So the Mishnah tells us that one is allowed to eat Ochlim Negufim, or the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah. The Mishnah meant that I could eat foods that were not Mukshal Kabal Tuma with Tame hands by Truma, but not by Kodesh. Even though it's not going to become Tame, because it wasn't Mukshal Kabal Tuma with one of the seven liquids, but you're only allowed to do that by Truma. By Kodesh, we have a Chumra that you're not allowed to do that. That is Halacha number one of the Mishnah. Number two, we'll get to a little bit later about the Onin and Mechusik Yippur. Rav Chananya ben Atiganis asked, but isn't that obvious? It's obvious that, even if foods are not Mukshar L'Kabal Tumah when it comes to Kachim, you're not allowed to eat them. That's the principle of Chibas HaKodesh Machsharto. That the idea that we feel Kachim is very, precious to us, so that principle allows us to break certain rules, including no hechsher equals hechsher. So, why is this a maila? It's such a chiddush. We know that already. It's obvious. So, the Gemara says it must be the Mishnah is referring to something else, a deeper idea. Got to reread the words and put this into the words of the Mishnah. And that is, this is the case. Tochiv is a harara bishbod. A person is eating truma or kachim. When a person is eating truma on a stick, on a wooden stick, so the wooden stick is a pshute kli eitz, it's not metame the truma. So a person is eating it on a stick. Va'ochel ima kizayis basar b'truma. And what is he eating? And he puts, besides the truma that's in his mouth, he is also eating kizayis of basar. Basar here means chulin. A piece of chulin b'truma with the truma with tame dry hands. Right? So there, is there any chash? So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. So we don't have any worry by truma. Avalo b'kodesh, but by kodesh, one is not allowed to do that because I am nervous that inside the food is going to touch and wet and the saliva, as we'll see. And that's the issue when it comes to the truma chiddush and not just the Pashup Shah case of the Mishnah. The Chibas HaKodesh Machsharto, I think we've referred to it, but I don't think we've read it inside. So let's take a moment that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem He discusses, as we have seen, there seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and Tosus about Chibas HaKodesh, says Minchas Chinuch, V'hineh Yishnei Inyanim B'Chibas HaKodesh. There are two aspects of this sugya. Aleph, number one, after Eino Ochel Klal, even if something is not food at all, could go an Eitzim Vilavona, wood and frankincense. De Eino Makabal Tumah B'chol Makom, it's never Makabal Tumah because Kivash Eino Ochel Mashke. Remember, what could become Tameh? Ochel Mashke Adam Kalim. That's it. So this does not fit into any of those categories. Still, Mikol Makom, Gabe Kodesh, Marbe HaPasek Kan V'HaBasar. Then that includes non-food items. De Makabal Tumah, number one. V'od, Yesh Ochlin de Makabal Tumah B'chol Makom. Or there's another din that food generally is Makabal Tumah. Rak Tzarach Hechsher Mayim O Sheva Mashkim. But it needs Hechsher. V'gam Kei Mevur B'Makamos Hanal. Also in those sources, it is clear. The Chibas HaKodesh Machshir Ki Ilu Ba'aleim HaMayim. Chibas HaKodesh works as if it had water on it, as if it's mukshar. V'laniyas daiti zenachon mitzad hasvara tahatora ribsa v'habasar l'rabos eitzim ulevona de'eno chalklal. I think it's misvara, which is step one, which is more pashut. So I think it's number one aspect, to make something that's not food considered as if it's food. U'b'chala tarakula ochle v'mashkim chashuvim u'lefi chashivuso kein tumaso. Because generally food and kalim are chashuv, so that's why these items are chashuv machbas b'chibas hakodesh. So they get the status of food. The Torah gazra dafka ochel b'mashkim chashuvim mekabel tuma. Avod dvarim sheinim ochel b'mashkim mekabel tuma b'chol makom. Items that are not food or mashke. V'di Torah ribsa kadva basal rabos eitzim ulavona. So the Torah includes v'ikshu b'tosfas. Dilma mar b'kra basar shalo hukshar v'dlo dvarim she'inim ochlim l'fi dvarim alo kasha the chibas hakodesh shayach b'dover she'inim ochel u'mashke u'b'chal makom inim makabal tuma b'pnei hagrius de'inim ochel u'mashke amru chazal mitzad asvara the chibas hakodesh t'kivan du kodesh It's fine. So that makes more sense to me to say that you need a davar chashav. So this makes it into a davar chashav. That's the principle of chibas hakodesh. Amachshiv it, just like the principle of achshavei elsewhere. I take something that's not chashav inherently and amachshiv it. Remember the Chacham Tzvi says that about chatzi shir. It's based on achshavei. I eat a little bit of it, so I'm machshiv it through my actions. So that's what Chibas HaKodesh does to non-food items. Aval, says the Menachas Chinuch, Ochlim below Hechsher, Deim Ochlim Ach, Deim Akabim Tumah, Degzeres HaKosov, Shetzrich and Hechsher Mashkim. But it comes to the second din of Chibas HaKodesh. You don't need Hechsher, says the Menachas Chinuch, why would that be? Bazeh eini yodei aklal ma chashivus hi lakodesh diyakabal tuma af shelo b'mayim alav. How does that work? You want to say, oh, it's so chashiv in our eyes, so it gives a chashivus, and therefore it's called a shem ochal. That I understand, says the Menachas Chinuch. But to say that something that's not mukshar, it's so chashiv to me, it's considered mukshar. Why should that be? Ma chashivus ma sheya karav l'tuma. To make it closer to tuma is a simon of chashivus. Bishlama mashena makabal tuma bebe agrius shena ochel shayach shapir demach paschibas hakodesh avaleika ochel aval shiyah keilu ba'al of mayim eini yodea klal meiz achiba. I don't know what, how to explain that. Vemu ochel eino megarea mima aloso imlo ba'al of mayim. If it didn't have mukshar, so it doesn't make it less chashuv. Rock the xeris akasav with the tzorach echshar mayim aval eino grius klal. It's just the xeris akasav, isn't it? Vimkein. Kiva de ze chashivus bevadai al kein dorsha chazal rabos etzim alavona. Dehainu, de svar de chiva da kodesh ve shein ochel chashav ochel. I understand that pasuk. Vein svar kha lomar de marbinan basar shalo bala mayim. There's rabbi gilu bala mayim. I don't think that should be part of that din daraisa. Because mama hani chashivus ze, given de ochel urak zeres akasav. De tzorach lovu ala mayim. My griusu ula kodesh ve inamakabal tuba bala mayim. Kein zeres akasav. Al kein yoser svara. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's hara. So what about the extra din? So maybe that's a din to Rabbanan. Maybe that's a din to Rabbanan. He discusses, but this is his in the continuation. Rak mi the Thresher Kasavnu daf min a Torah Eitzel Lavona Makam Tuba Tiva Chodesh Rashi Ochla. That's his chilek of the Chibas HaKodesh Daraisa and the Chibas HaKodesh Darabanan. There's more there, but that's the Menachas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Hei. Good. So that's back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said that Mishnah is referring to this unusual case where somebody sticks truma into his mouth on a stick. And the issue is, can they eat chulin at the same time in the mouth with tameh hands, with tameh dry hands? Period. Taman tanin, and we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Kelim, hayochal dvela b'yaday misoavos, if somebody's eating dried figs, crushed figs in with tameh hands, ichnas yad lo toch piv, li tol zatzror. And then again, they're not makabal tuma, they're not mukshar, he's eating them. So his hands aren't making the figs tamei. And there was a pebble that got into his mouth that he wants to remove. So he puts his hands into his mouth to take out the pebble. Dot, dot, dot. Right? The end of the mission is not quoted here. Look in the Karbanaeta. So machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says tamei. Rabbi Meir says the figs inside are tamei. Why? Aren't they? They're not. They weren't mukshar. Why? Lefisha daim misoavos. Because your hands are tame. Timuas harok lios tchila. Your hands touch your saliva, and that makes the saliva a rishon. Remember, we say tame hands. Stam tame hands. Midrabanan make all liquids into a rishon. Right? As exera mishum liquids that are avos atoma. So Remeir says your hands make the liquid tame. Rishon, and that in turn makes the figs tame. Because Rishon can make a sheni. That is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is matayer. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about that situation. Chizkiya says this issue. When does Rabbi Meir say tame? Only by dvela, by dried figs, which are very dry, and it's easier going down the throat when it's lubricated a little. So that's why you're happy that this saliva is on the figs that are going down. Shalatzbo, it's easier to eat. Ashar kaladvarim lo, but by other foods, maybe you're not so happy, you don't care about the saliva so much. And we know one of the rules of Heksher is you have to have nichale, right? You have to be happy with the liquid going on. So here, that's where Chizki is chilik between the figs and other foods. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo shani. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no difference. He tveila, he shar kol advarim, figs or any other foods, whatever it is, it's the same halacha is going to apply, the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara Masrisa, Pligal Chizkiyah, the Mishnah, Kalim seems to be against Chizkiyah, who limits it to figs. But look at the following Mishnah. Following Mishnah does not have it limited to figs, and it's somewhat of a parallel. Maga Tamei Meis, somebody who touches a Tamei Meis. Meaning a Tamei Meis is an avatoma. Somebody touched a dead body. So somebody, Shimon touched a dead body, Reuven touches Shimon. So we're talking about Reuven here. So Maga Tamei Meis, he's a Rishon. Shahayu Ochlan, Mashkim Utoch Piv, and he's eating. Right, a person who's a Rishon is eating. And he, what does he do? Hichlis Rosho La'avir Hatanar Tar. He puts his head into a Tohar Klicheres, the airspace of an oven Tohar. He puts his head space into it. So he is a Rishon. He is a Rishon. He puts his head into a Klicheres. What happens? The liquids inside his mouth are Metamei the Klicheres. Right, Klicheres is betame, what's in it. There's also mitame, it becomes tame in the airspace. So the person's head is in this airspace. The person is not a chatzitza. So therefore, the oven become tim uhu. The oven, the liquids inside his mouth are mitame the tanur. Mitame the oven. Karban eda. Av agav da adam atzmo eina mitamo as a tanur. Even though the person himself is not being mitame the oven. De'ein kli makabo toma elami avatoma. A kli, like a person. A kli, like a person on a Torah level, is only makabel tuma from an av, rabbanon gazu, al mashkim, shiutmei matam kalim. As we know, the liquids become, keilu are rishon, and then they're matame the kalim. They're matame the kalim. So that is the first din of the Mishnah in kalim. Says the Gemara, v'tarshu ayuch ochon amashkim v'toch piv. The opposite, a tar person who has food and drink in his mouth, Hichlis rosho lavir tanur tame nitzbu. If the tanur, if the klicheres oven is tame, a person sticks his head in, so then those liquids are going to become tame. As the Karban Eda says, a person is not called a tzamid pasil, not totally close. Therefore, the food inside is going to become tame. So now the Gemara says, nicha mashkin tmeim. I understand the seifa where the liquids are going to become tame, or they are mitame, but ochlim hechan ochshru. But it says that you have foods, right? Look at the seifa. Tar shahayu ochlin umashkin. So you have food, so that food is going to become tame when it's stuck into the oven. What made that food mukshar? Doesn't say anywhere that it was dafka, foods that were hochshar l'kabal tama. So why is they're not mukshar? So lo mashka piv, it must be from the saliva. Must be from the saliva, it became wet. And then it's going to become tame, but it's mashba by all foods. By all foods. So, and that's, you know, expanding on Rabbi Meir's opinion that we had earlier. The Meir said, Hechnos atok piv, and this is not limited to dvela. Kashan Rabbi Meir says the Gemara, two answers. Tiftar obed vela shmeina. No, food means figs. Food means fig. Doesn't mean a little difficult, because one Mishnah had said figs, one Mishnah had said food. But maybe that's what it means. Obochlet shaluch shirachi mi bachutz. We're talking about it's food that became hukshar before you put it into the mouth. Hukshar atshemi bachutz. Become wet beforehand, and therefore there is a no problem, no kasha on Chizkiyah. If we're talking about foods becoming wet, the idea of hechsher and wet foods, it's the basis for the washing of hands before we eat food. There's a halacha that's quoted in the Gemara that Tosfos says we don't do anymore, and that is washing hands for fruit. Before I eat a fruit today, washing my hands or drying the fruit. We're not going to get into the details of that halacha, which again, Tosfos says we don't do bizman hazeh. We do it once. When do we do it once? We do it by karpas. By karpas, we're about to eat the karpas as a zecher for all its zecher. And at Kadesh Yishalat Tinokos, what do? We dip the karpas into salt water. And before we do that, we wash our hands. Urchatz. Why do we do urchatz? Because in the days of the Mikdash, when there used to be makpin, for washing hands before eating a wet vegetable. So that's why we do it. The Taz is very upset. The Taz thinks we're hypocrites. We're doing it one night a year. And if you want to do it one night a year, you want to be machmer, so to be machmer during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What do you machmer? Pesach time. So there are answers given why we do it dafka the night of Pesach. We're ki'ilu imagining ourselves living bizman hamikdash. But in any case, the halacha there is, the post can point out, that's the only time that the halacha encourages finger food. Because they say if you're going to eat the karpas with a fork, so then you didn't have to wash your hands. You're not touching it anyway. But dafka, after washing one hand, you eat the karpas with the fingers, because then the fingers get wet. So that's why you would needed the urchatz in the first place. Okay. So that is that Mishnah. Continue now. So the Gemara says, Masnisa, our Mishnah, Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. So our Mishnah sees it because Rabbi Yochanan, who says it applies to all foods. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, Lo Shanya, Hidveli, Hisharkal Advar. Rabbi Yochanan said, in that case, we're worried about that Rameyer would say that we're worried about the hands in and the saliva. But what about our Mishnah? Right, our Mishnah says you're allowed to eat food, dry food, with tamei hands for truma and not for kodesh. Why should you be allowed to eat it for truma? Right, aren't you going to be worried about the tumah? Answer, patala bezorik. You're right, our Mishnah only means that you're allowed to throw it into your mouth. Right, you can't put it into your mouth where there would be a chash of touching. If it's throwing and there's no chash of touching, so then even for kachim it should be allowed. Shema yishach v'yida. No, maybe you'll forget. Maybe you'll forget and touch. So you might forget by chuma too. So you mean manavshach? Why is there a chilek between chuma and kachim in this regard? If we see the chash from the other mishnah, so my kadun. So what's the real answer? Ochle chuma zrizim hein veina shocheach. As we mentioned earlier, ochle truma are kohanim. Kohanim are eating truma. They're always zaris and careful in terms of how they eat it. They eat this all the time. Kohanim are eating truma all the time. Ochle kodesh can include owners, right? Yisraelim that hardly ever eat kachim. Even kohanim, how often do they eat kachim? If they're in the base of Mikdash, twice, 2 weeks out of the year or so. So two, 3 weeks. So it's not as common as truma. And therefore, we have more of a chash. People are going to be less careful, less zahir by kachim, and that is why the halacha is more chamer in the world of kachim. Period. Okay, now we get back to the second half of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said in the second part about onein and mechusar kippurim. The Mishnah says an onein and a mechusar kippurim have to go to the mikvah before they eat kachim. Avalo letruma. So Gemara says tamataninan. It seems to be a stira. We quoted this about a week or two ago. The Gemara quoted this answer. But now we have the stira. Tamantani, we learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim, Onein Nogeya Veino Makriv, and Onein is allowed to touch Kachim, but he can't be Makriv. That's a special din, and Onein cannot be Makriv, except the Kohen Gadol. But Onein, no, it'll give him a Makriv, and a Cholik Lochel Ba'erev, and even if Onein's, the Aninus, he knows, the Aninus is going to be end by later today, he does not get a portion. They don't split up the Kachim with him in mind, so he could have a Chalik for dinner. Right, so we don't say that once he's not roy at the time of the chilek, so then he doesn't get a piece. That's a special din. The Karbana Adi here quotes it from the Gemara there. The Kaimalan aroi la avoda vila achila cholek v'she'eno roy l'shtehen eno cholek. Only if you're roy for avoda and achila do you get a portion. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Zvachim that an onein is allowed to touch kachim. Taman at amar mutar liga. Over there it says mutar v'koho at amar asuliga. And here what does it say? That an onein has to go to the mikvah for kodesh. So over here he has to go to the mikvah. Over there he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. He can touch it. Amar Rabbi Yannai, two answers. First answer, Amar Rabbi Yannai, kam bishisi adaito, kam bishaloi si adaito. Well, it depends whether he had a hesach hadas while he was an onein. In our case of our Mishnah, maybe the case is where he had a hesach hadas. He wasn't focusing on keeping tar or tamei. That's why he has to go to the mikvah. But in the Mishnah Zvachim, he didn't have a hesach hadas. He was focused. Says the Gemara, Yosi boy, b'shiyasi adaito, afilu truma yaser. In our Mishnah, he didn't focus. He had a hesach hadas. So even for truma, yes, he should have to go to the mikvah. Right? Truma also requires shmira. We've quoted in the past the Ramban in the beginning of Chulin on Daf Beis or so, where the Ramban says, whenever the Torah says to guard shmira, it means guard so that it's not even in a situation of suffix. Shmira doesn't mean make sure it's vade, not a problem. It says make sure it's even not a problem besuffik. That's the level of Shmira. So if you didn't have that, ask the Gemara here, if you had a Hezek Hadas, it should be a problem for Truma. There's a mitzvah of Truma having Shmira. So my kadun, so the Gemara gives a different answer. What's the answer? Kihi, like we say similarly elsewhere, ki dam rabir mi abshir rabir ababar mamal, asu oso ka ochel, ochel rabi bakodesh. We treat the person eating, the tame food, la rabi, as if he's, a rabi. So again, that's quoted from elsewhere. But what does that mean? In context, there's a difference between touching and eating. Right? Touching and eating. Our Mishnah that says you need tevila, that's to eat kachim, you need tevila. The Mishnah in Zvachim that says you're allowed to be no geya, that's only touching. That's not eating. And we know eating kachim itself is a mitzvah daraisa. We know the Rambam counts eating kachim as a mitzvah daraisa. So the onin wants to do it, he just can't always do it. He can't always do it. The Rambam in mitzvah saseh, peites, oh, let me just read one more line, I'm sorry. Hada amra ha'ochal ocha revi bakodesh asur lachol mutuliga. So you see, in another context, if somebody eats a revi bakodesh, so then they're not allowed to eat kachim, but they're allowed to touch kachim. So v'kao, so to hear by an onin, asur lochal umutur liga. But the Rambam counts eating kachim as a separate mitzvah zaseh daraisa, mitzvah peites, shetzivanu ha'koanim, but it's important, the Rambam there has two tiers of the mitzvah. Number one, tziva kohanim lechol b'sar kachim. Klomar hachatas v'ha'ashim, shem kachi kachim. The first level, the ultimate, most intense part of the mitzvah is kohanim eating kachi kachim. The Rambam then adds that also included is the secondary. Amnam kach shar kachim, klomar kachim kalim, hinehem ye'achul l'sheyem avayla echad, v'chulu va'achilasam gamkein, hinegreres achar ha'mitzvah. It's a nigrar. Rav Asher Weiss quotes a number of times where the Rambam uses this type of lashon. There's the ikar part of the mitzvah and a secondary part, but it's also part of the mitzvah daraisa. V'chein gam kein b'truma, ini achilas nigrar zachar mitzvah. Truma, he puts achilas truma in here. Right? And achilas kachim kalim in here. He just says it's not on the same level. Aval ein achilas kachim kalim b'truma kamo achilas basar chadas v'asham. Because that does bring a kapara. Achila, that brings a kapara, that's the ultimate level of this mitzvah. And if it's just achila, then it's also part of the mitzvah, but it doesn't bring not the same level of intensity. Okay, maybe we'll talk more about achila if we have time. Let's continue. Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Miseches Nida, talking about tevila. Beishamay Omrim, we know by a yoledes, a woman who has a baby. First 7 or 14 days, they are tamei. After that, they go to the mikvah, and then they are tor. They're in the days of tohar. 33 days for a boy, 66 days for a girl. During that time, whatever blood comes out, it's all tahar. And then at the end of those 33 and 66, during those days, they're called a tfulas yom aruch. It's like a tful yom. Tfulas yom aruch. Why? What does that mean? It means they can't eat truma or kachim that entire time. Until the last night, they can eat truma, just like a tful yom can eat truma at night. And then the next day, on day 41, on day 81, she brings a karban. And then she can eat kachim. Does she go to the mikvah? Does a woman go to the mikvah again at the end of the 40 or the 80? That's a machlokas. Taman tanina, beishamay omrim, tzvicha tfila b'achrona. Beishamay says, yeah, she's gotta go to the mikvah again. Gotta go to the mikvah again on day 80 or day 40. Ubeisel omrim, no. Ain't tzvicha tfila b'achrona. No, she doesn't. Right? By every tful yom, you don't go to the mikvah again, right, at the end. You go to the mikvah once during the day, and then that's it. And then you wait till shkia. So here, they go after the 7 and 14. You don't go again at the end of the 80. So, Ma'an and Kaiman, what is the case of machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Right, our Mishnah says that an onain or a mechusar kippurim, goes to the mikvah for kachim, but not for truma. So, what's that Mishnah talking about? In Nida, Imlach, he loves cut truma. If the Mishnah is talking about truma, that's the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai says you have to go to the mikvah for truma, and Beis Hillel says not. So kash al de Beis Shammai. So it's a kash al Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says there that you have to go to the mikvah for truma, and our Mishnah says you don't have to. V'lo tfulas yom arachi, isn't she just a long tfulas yom? V'ein tful yom arif shimsho v'ochel. And a tful yom does not have to have, the tful yom just has hair of shemesh, and then he eats truma. So let's go to the mikvah again. V'im lachi las kachim, and if you want to say machlok lepeh Beis Hillel is about kachim, kach de Beis Hillel, then our Mishnah is against Beis Hillel. Why? Because Beis Hillel would be saying you don't need another tvila. V'lo mechusas kaparehi, isn't she a mechusas kapar? V'im mechusas kaparehi, it's al kodesh. b'chusar kapara, doesn't b'chusar kapara need tefillah for kachim, like our Mishnah says? So Gemara says two possibilities. Im temar b'tshuman an kaimin taman, maybe if the Mishnah there, machlok b'shem b'shilol is about truma, Beishamai says, you need a tefillah, Beisilol says not, then, then our Mishnah, the Reisha says, you need tefillah lakodesh. So that would be like everybody, because that, the machlokas there is only about truma. So Beishamai would agree, this tefillah for kodesh, the seifa of the machlokas, and the seifa of our Mishnah, which is about truma, would be machlokas, right? Beishamai, who says that you would, need a tefillah. So our Mishnah would be like Beishamai, and our Mishnah would be against Beisilol. In Tamar, but if you say, in Tamar, switch the girsa, Bakodesh anan kaimin taman, but if you say that machloka, Beisham Beisil is about kachim, vahadahi de taninan hacha, then we would say here, reisha bimachlokas, if that machlokas is about kachim, then here the reisha is the machlokas, because Beishamai says you need tevila, and Beisil says you don't, and our Mishnah says you do, v'seifa, B'divrei Yakol. And Seva, which is about Truma, will be B'divrei Yakol, because that Machlokas is not talking about Truma. Amar Shol Bar Avdumi, Kumi Rabbi Mana, B'Truma Anan Kaimin Taman. Really, another possibility. Really, our Mishnah can be according to everybody. We're talking about Truma over there. Truma, but you need an extra Tevila. Ah, usually, Tvul Yom does not need an extra Tevila at the end of the day. At the end of the day, there's no extra Tevila needed. So the Mara says, time of the Beishamai over here, Beishamai is different. Because Beishamai would say, here, Bipre had yotos. For those who don't get it and don't realize what halach is, shalo yo omrim ra'inu isha shafaz dam vocheles betruma. Here at the tefilas yom aruch, the woman has had dam, has been, so to speak, in that state for 33 or 66 days. It's been a long time since she went to the mikvah, and somebody who is not so initiated in halacha might look and say, wow, a woman has dam and she's eating truma right away. That she doesn't have to go to the mikvah, and it can lead to confusion. So that's why dafka here, even though regular tefil yom does not need an extra tefillah, this one would need an extra tefillah. Says the Karmana Eda, Isha Shavaz Dam Bayom, Vochelas Truma Ba'erev, V'yavagav Oso Yom, Oso Dam Hayadam Tohar, V'komakom Hekeruhu Detzarech. You need a heker because it is confusing. Interesting, the Rav Hirsch writes, in the context of Tumas Yoledes, why a girl, for a daughter, the mother needs double. Mother needs double, time. 14 and 66. So he says, when it comes to the education of a son, so the father plays a major role. But by the mother, it's more on the mother, in terms of modeling, in terms of what the mother has to do. So too, following the birth of a daughter, the mother's path to Tara is twice as long as the birth of a son. This should impress upon the mother the full solemnity and magnitude of her task, to be an example and role model for the Jewish women of the future. Indeed, the mother's influence on the moral standards of her daughters is twice as great as her influence on the moral development of her sons. With sons, the crucial part of their education comes from the father, as the sons see in him the model for their own future male role. With daughters, however, the mother is both a role model and a molder of character. Hence, after the birth of each daughter, she must doubly prepare herself for her own sake and for the sake of her newborn daughter to ascend the path of purity and morality to the lofty heights of the sanctuary ideal. So he talks about it being double for a daughter, the special connection of a daughter and a mother. Okay, period. Says the next Mishnah. Says the next Mishnah. Chomer, here we go, the opposite. We've had so far the Milas, the Esther Milas, the Chadasri Milas. Now we have the opposite. Chumers of Truma that don't apply to Kachim. Chomer, but Truma, what's the Chumer of Truma? Shebi Yehuda, Ne'mana, Matar, Azyayin, V'Shem, and Koyimos Hashana. In Yehuda, we believe, for the Tara of wine and oil the whole year. Wine and oil of Kachim, we believe, if they were Makdash Shilam Mizbeach, we believe, if an Am Aret says this wine, this oil is good for the Beis HaMikdash, we believe it is Tar. Ubishas Hagitos Va'abadim Afalachuma. Only at a time of national wine presses, at a time where everybody's involved in pressing, and everybody is being mitired, their kalim, to be mafresh shuma batara, that's when the Ame Aretz are also involved, and you can trust them then. But when it's not Shas Hagitos, you're allowed to trust them for Kachim, but you're not allowed to trust them for Truma. Why is that? Why is there a difference? The Gemara, the Bavli has a suggestion here on this Mishnah that says, if you don't allow them to bring Kachim and you say, oh, it's Tameh, they're just going to be so upset. They're going to build their own Beis HaMikdash somewhere, and they're going to bring their paraduma somewhere else. It's going to lead to problems. Truma, what are they going to do? They'll find another Kohen to give it to. They won't be as rejected. The other idea given, the Pnei Moshe here quotes, but we had back in Maseches Demai, Emas Kachim Alei. They're scared of Kachim. So therefore, they won't lie. They're in awe of Kachim, and therefore, they won't lie. Avra Agitos Va'abadim, once the time passes, Heviyu Lo Chavish Al Yayin Chol Truma Lo Yichable Mimenu. Right? But if they bring you a barrel of Dershas Akidos, you can trust them even for Truma. What about after the time of the pressing, they bring you a barrel, you can't accept it, right? Because no longer do you have the allowance of being mom in them. But you know what you could do? You can leave it for the next time period, and then they can bring it even maybe if it's in the same barrel. Wait for the next pressing time, and then you could accept it. If he does say that inside here, this truma is also mixed in some kodesh, then you could believe them. Because Mika, you could believe them on the kachim, you could also believe them on the truma as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with this next time.